This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we should spend time with God for direction. And lately, I've been letting this frenetic pace of my day interfere with my time with God. And was just on the phone with a girlfriend the other day confessing, sometimes I go to bed exhausted and I wake up feeling exhausted, and I've got to do away with that. And so I have been searching for direction on how to handle a certain situation. But as soon as I sat down and got in the presence of God, my next move was immediately revealed. It was amazing. And it reminded me of how Daniel lived his life. Daniel made time every day. In fact, he had the same location and the same time of day that he would dedicate to pray and to meditate and to dwell in the presence of God. I did that and I got out of the habit of that. And now I find myself searching more often than I should be. And so I can't emphasize more the importance of making time for God. And so today I'll ask you to join me. Do you have that special place? And do you have that time of the day? Daniel teaches us the same place, the same time. We are better, have better chances of making it happen. And so while I'm doing that, I will be clinging to these words. Call to me, and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Jeremiah 33:3. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, pick your place and time that's just for God.